Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Ever notice how some people make a lot of mistakes?
It's probably a mistake. I made a mistake. I've made mistakes at times.
We'll do the ad
so
work.
Far.
Newt Gingrich fell 20 points in 20 days last month. Let's bring in here now media analyst John Carroll. John, University of Iowa professor David Perlmutter, who's been following things for years, says this is the most negative he's ever seen ads. Ads so blatantly negative that 10 years ago he would have told you they would not fly in Iowa. Iowa nice. What's going on?
Yeah, there was this myth of Iowa nice, that people in general didn't like this kind of mixing it up in Iowa, as opposed, I guess, to a whole bunch of other places like New York, where they love to mix it up. This is basically parallels the change in the media landscape and the change in the culture. The culture is much more coarse. The mood is definitely one of confrontation, and I think that's reflected in this campaign.
And you have social media, you have all different outlets, and you have the super PACs. Let's remind ourselves they were created because of that Supreme Court decision that corporations and unions, you know, have freedom of speech as individuals do. The super PACs have no limits on how much they can raise. They're required to be independent from the candidates. Hardy, har, har.
Yeah, they're not supposed to coordinate with the candidates, but nobody's going to mistake these groups for Joe Cocker. I mean, they're totally in sync with the candidates. And the division of labor has been really interesting. You take somebody like Mitt Romney, 100%, according to a New York Times chart, 100% of his ads have been positive. 100% of the pro-Romney super PAC, Restore Our Future, 100% of their ads have been negative.
100%.
100%. So basically, they've blanketed Iowa with attacks on Newt Gingrich, and the whole theory behind this is that there's no backlash to the candidate. The candidate keeps his hands or her hands clean, and the super PAC does the dirty work.
But how is that working out? Because this is the first real test of super PACs, and Newt Gingrich, of course, came forward and said, well, wait a second, Mitt Romney is not separate from his super PAC. These are his millionaire friends. He can tell them to stop, you know. And as far as the coordination, we know that these candidates, Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich as well, will stand up at a podium at a fundraiser, you know, say something and then step aside as the super PAC stands up and says something. And the super PACs are run by their top aides.
Yeah, I mean, this is the Captain Renault from Casablanca situation. And
shocked.
And shocked that these organizations are doing this. Mitt Romney, basically, he's using the law that is stretched like taffy. He's using that law to protect himself and to keep himself looking like he's pristine and trying to basically have it both ways.
He's not airing any of these negative ads in New Hampshire.
Which I think tells you more about the New Hampshire landscape, that basically Romney doesn't have to dismantle Newt Gingrich in New Hampshire the way he had to do it in Iowa.
Well, yesterday Newt Gingrich was asked if he felt swift-boated. That was a reference to the PAC that attacked John Kerry. Remember, PACs could only attack issues, not candidates, and they attacked an issue related to John Kerry. Super PACs, you know, can attack anything they want, it seems. And so Gingrich said he'd felt Romney-boated, not swift-boated. So let's listen to a little of the Romney super PAC attacks on Newt Gingrich.
Newt has a ton of baggage. He was fined $300,000 for ethics violations and took $1.6 million from Freddie Mac before it helped cause the economic meltdown.
So, John Carroll, Newt Gingrich seemed to, in recent days, be saying that he might have made a mistake in saying he wasn't going to go negative.
He's sort of done this semi-suicidal rope-a-dope in Iowa, and he's done a lot of feel-good ads. Hasn't spent as much money as Romney has, and they haven't really worked. The idea of staying above the fray, in theory, is a good idea, but it's, again, as we talked about earlier, I mean, that's 10 years ago. So 10 years ago, that might have worked.
Well, Newt Gingrich's super PAC has pushed back just a little bit. The pro-Gingrich super PAC is Winning Our Future. They had one mild negative ad. Let's listen to a little bit.
The Republican establishment wants to pick our candidate. When a principal conservative took the lead, they outspent Newt Gingrich 20-1, attacking him with falsehoods.
Never mentioning Mitt Romney, so that it's kind of mild, actually.
Yeah, it's a real tisk-tisk kind of thing, attacking him with falsehoods. You know, that kind of language is not going to work in the current environment. I mean, you have to go in there, and you have to be as blatant as you possibly can. And I think that Gingrich has done a bad job of making his own case to the people of Iowa.
It's kind of sad, though, that you say someone does a bad job by not being as negative as the other candidates.
Right, but that's the way the game is played now. Yeah. And it is sad, but basically the whole Citizens United decision by the Supreme Court has changed the game entirely.
Something like $13 million, it's estimated, have been spent on these ads for what may be 120,000
right.
voters who turn out. Iowa University professor Diane Bystrom says Ron Paul has the edgiest ads of the campaign as opposed to 4 years ago. He's really changed up his ads. Let's listen.
The Washington machine is strangling our economy. Politicians who supported bailouts and mandates, serial hypocrites and flip-floppers, can't clean up the mess.
And when you hear serial hypocrites and flip-floppers, you see pictures of Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney. Then on Friday, the Ricks started battling out for third place. This is a Rick Perry, Rick Santorum. Here's Rick Perry's attack on Santorum. He uses a quiz show format.
Audio bonus. Name this congressional porker.
I have had a lot of earmarks. In fact, I'm very proud of all the earmarks I put in those.
Jen from Sioux City.
That's Rick Santorum.
And Didi Duty. Santorum's proud of feeding at the earmark trough in Congress. Sue E. Pig.
I see, I can't imagine listening to these all day, every day, but they are in Iowa. And just Rick Santorum, he's had some pop-up ads with text bubbles appearing above pictures of his kids, you know, pointing out their homeschool. His family dog is not, you know, kind of cute. He's been, though, more doing the old-fashioned retail on the ground, meeting people. So he may be an example of how that still works. Meanwhile, just look ahead just a little bit. In New Hampshire, John Huntsman, not campaigning in Iowa, has a new ad attacking Ron Paul. It's kind of in the style of Twilight Zone. Let's listen.
The assumption is that this guy is like your crazy uncle, but you never expected your crazy uncle to get this far. The problem with him is that he's got some very sound points, but then he's kind of, I don't know, in other areas scary.
John Carroll, John Huntsman is also attacking Ron Paul online, attacking those newsletters from a decade ago in which Ron Paul was seen as being racist, anti-Semitic, homophobic. But I guess the question is, as we go to New Hampshire, are you going to see as many of these negative ads and as much of these, you know, the power of these super PACs, especially given that Mitt Romney, whose super PAC is so huge, is so far ahead in New Hampshire?
Everybody wants to be in the top tier. And I think Iowa is going to be the first sort of benchmark of who's top tier, who's not. So I think what you're going to see in New Hampshire is a lot more straightforward advertising, a lot more of the candidates themselves, and maybe a downplaying of the super PACs. Look for them to come back maybe in South Carolina. Look for them definitely to come back in Florida. But New Hampshire might be a sort of a respite for people a little bit anyway.
Oh, good. John Carroll, professor of mass communication at Boston University. John, thank you. And one last ad from the candidate John calls the Nora Desmond of the field. She will just not go away.
Let Iowa and the entire country know we want real leadership and real reform in D.C. So come on, Iowa, vote Rogue on January 3. Paid for and authorized by Sarah Palin's Iowa Earthquake, who is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by Sarah Palin, Sarah PAC, any candidate, or candidates committee.